This is part three in a series on managing or parenting in a way that you correct without corroding. If you're like me, you'll find lots of room for improvement here. The formal field of positive psychology is about 12 years old. Positive psych continues to grow out of the premise that we should drop our obsession with pathology and instead spend some time looking at what works. And what works in multiple contexts, child rearing, marriage, work, and school, nice list, eh? Is a preponderance of positive over negative comments. Professor John Gottman's fascinating research on successful versus failed marriages quantified the difference. Based upon quantitative research, Gottman found that in marriages that end in divorce, the average ratio of positive to negative feedback was relatively even, 8 positive to 10 negative comments. And if you read the title of this RFL, you're guessing correctly that in strong marriages, the ratio was 5 to 1 positive to negative comments. Similar research with parents and teachers has demonstrated that a 5-to-1 ratio generates statistically significant differences in children's well-being, in one study, obliterating socioeconomic factors. So, how are you doing against this 5-to-1 standard? Stephen Ray Flora set up experiments where teachers and youth workers actually logged their plus and minus comments to kids. One group observed a 2.5-to-1 ratio, and the other a 1.5-to-1 ratio. At the end of the experiment, many made comments that they were shocked, amazed, and surprised at how low these initial levels were. They thought their normal behavior was way more positive than it was. After doing these baseline logs, then hearing about the research on the effects of 5-to-1 positive praise, these groups of teachers and youth workers both upped their levels, then logging about 4.5-to-1 positive to negative. They not only reported that the students performed better, but they also reported that they themselves felt they performed better. What a wonderful side effect. I'd encourage you to try a couple days log to establish a baseline and then see how you can up your numbers to improve performance and make things more fun around here. The added benefit to the 5-to-1 ratio is this. Who are you more inclined to receive constructive criticism from? Someone who criticizes you as much as they praise you? Or someone who is generous in demonstrating their support of you? I don't think we even need a study to know the answer. That giving more positives is a way to open up to constructive criticism, and so to lead with your best self.